probably try to get in touch with me in the next few days.
Well, I hope so. Hope he hasn't absconded with the files. Why he would, I can't imagine.
I have no idea why he would.
Mike is managing my father's rent property this summer.
Now a slumlord.
That's the truth. And so the guy that's been managing it, was he a college student, you suppose? Well, anyway, he seems to have left and we can't find him, and he's got the files and the keys and everything. And
sounds like a wonderful situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But he wasn't too worried about it, so.
Dick wasn't worried?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
You want to stay and listen?
I think I will listen a little bit.
Okay. I was asking you, about the place around the barn where the cattle might just walk
mill around.
Yeah. You ever heard that call anything particular?
Like the barnyard?
You ever heard it called a lot?
A lot?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of things called a lot. Not that in area in specific. Specifically.
What about the place where your cows might graze? You call that the
pasture.
When you think of pasture, do you think of that as being fenced in or open or what?
Definitely fenced in.
What type of fencing would probably be around the pasture?
Barbed wire, most of the time, around here.
Do you know of any other type of wire fencing used in this area?
Yes, what is that called? I've forgotten what that stuff is.
Chicken wire.
Well, it's chicken wire, but not for
cows.
Cows
or anything like that.
They have some kind of mesh type of fence. That's good. They use a lot. Now, I'm using more and more of it because the barbed wire is, it would hurt, scratches the, they get infections and all kinds of stuff from it. I don't know what it's really called. They're using more and more of it, though.
Well, in the days before wire fencing became used, any other type of fence that might possibly have been used around the pasture?
Probably those cross stick things, whatever they are. I don't know. Split rail.
Rail fence.
Might have been. That's a guess.
Considering that barbed wire came in 1868 or something like that, it's been use has been widespread since then. I don't know. It'd be hard to remember. I doubt anybody around here has ever seen.
Well, Arkadelphia was settled in 1836, so they must have had some sort of fencing before that. They had mostly plantations, so I believe, at that time.
Do you ever see any rail fences around here? Are there any left?
Well, I see rail fences, but they're new rail fences. They're not, and they're not. They're used for show. They're not used to keep anything in.
Have you ever seen the rail fence of the type that was constructed so it zigzagged?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I love those. I think they're really charming. But there again, they're usually for show. They're not for.
Not really
for function. Everybody, farmers that I know of, they have just the regular pole and wire.
Any cotton is raised in this area?
Quite a bit.
Is that right?
It used to be more than there is now. I think they've got a lot into soybeans and rice and things like that.
Do you have to know about any of the work that's done in raising cotton?
Just picking it. That's all I know.
Do you know what people mean when they talk about chopping cotton?
Right, they're chopping weeds out of them.
Any types of weeds in particular that give trouble around here?
I'm sure they do. I just don't know what they are.
Johnson grass, maybe, or
probably anything. We have Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
You call it Johnson grass?
Beg your pardon?
You call it Jonathan?
Johnson.
Oh, he said Johnson?
He said Johnson.
Oh, I thought he said Jonathan grass. It was a new one on this.
Strange new variety. Do you have kudzu in this area?
I think that's what we have over there at Henderson, by vines that are growing all over the trees.
I have no idea.
I think that's kudzu. I've seen kudzu before growing all over the trees.